And item number 15, public hearing pertaining to the commercial maximum size limit for Red Drum. Mr. Chris?
This is a proposed amendment for Red Drum. The background on this, as we covered at the last meeting, this is what's known as a conservation equivalency measure. This was requested by FinFish Management Advisory Committee last fall, only for the commercial fishery. They had the option to recommend it for the recreational fishery as well, but they chose not to. This is to directly address concerns about the regulatory discards, potential waste in the commercial fishery. This is a provision that is allowed within Amendment 2 to fishery, Interstate Fishery Management Plan for Red Drum. The goal of that amendment is to achieve a spawning potential ratio of 40%. Static SPR is a measure of the reproductive potential of a fish stock and is based on the female biomass and egg production. So this measure that we're going to propose today still meets that point of Amendment 2. This has been reviewed and approved by both ASMFC's technical committee, which is basically the science committee, the ones that also are linked to the stock assessment committee, and their South Atlantic Management Board. Both found that what we're proposing today for Red Drum is within the confines of Amendment 2 and allowed. Neither of them felt it was a fishery expansion, but all part of adaptive management. So the provisions include, in Chapter 280, and size limits. Originally, recreational and commercial were the same. Three fish possession limit with a size limit ranging from 18 up to 26 inches. So under size limits in Section 30, the recreational will remain the same. That will be kept in subsection C. Commercial has been brought out. So commercially, it is now be unlawful for any person fishing commercially with any gear type to take catch or possess any red drum less than 18 inches in length or greater than 25 inches in length. So they're dropping their slot from 18 to 26 down to 18 to 25, a tighter slot for the commercial fishery. And possession limits, again, recreational will stay the same. They're at three fish. Commercially, they will be allowed up to five fish. This is, again, allowed within Amendment 2. The maximum that can be allowed in Amendment 2 is actually five fish, and it depends on how you work your numbers with your slot. 18 to 25 gets us to this. On public comments, prior to your February 25th meeting and the request for public hearing, we had already received some public comments on this. They were concerned that the proposed amendment was liberalizing management measures on the commercial fishery. This is covered in pages 13 through 29 of your eval. During the last 7 days on blue paper, which has been passed out, we received a couple additional comments. There seems to be a perception that this represents a 67% increase in catch. That's just by doing simple math of 3 to 5, and that's not the case. Again, 3 to 5, we're not talking about really a directed fishery here. We're talking about bycatch. And again, this whole issue had to do with trying to minimize any waste or discard issues. They questioned how this could be allowed. I've already addressed that. Amendment 2 allows it. All the other states within the South Atlantic Board agreed. It was a unanimous vote from the other states. They also had other recommendations based in the blue paper that were not allowed, such as allowing harvest of much larger red drum and changing the slot outside of what ASMFC allows, and we can't cover that. I will make note that there were two clubs that submitted comments. They are included in your packet there. One was the Chincoteague Island Charter Boat Association, and the other one was the Eastern Shore of Virginia Anglers Club. They were opposed to this measure. But staff is recommending the adoption of the amendments to Chapter 280 pertaining to speckled trout and red drum. This, of course, is to red drum, to lower the commercial maximum size limit from 26 inches to 25 inches and increase the commercial possession limit from 3 to 5 fish for red drum. It is a public hearing. It was advertised. Do it.
Thank you, Mr. Gritz. Any questions from the commission? Hearing none. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone in the public that wishes to be heard on this subject, either pro or con? Mr. Lefford.
Chris Chris Ledford, commercial fisherman. Talk about biomass, stock assessments. I'm hoping that things are being said or come true in the, at the federal level. The ASMFC is going to look at the red drums that maybe we can get 150-pound catch, as opposed. But this going from 3 to 5 is a start. We need it. I'm also going to go on record to say something that needs to be said, and that is that commercial hook and line fishermen, we are a directed fishery. We will direct after red drum. We will direct after speckled trout. We provide a product like any other commercial fisherman. We will not be pushed into a corner like some kind of part-timer group. We contribute a quality product to high-end restaurants, Terrapin, Eurasia, Fisheries, our dealers supply, Welton Seafood. We supply a quality fish to the citizens that want to eat a quality meal. Even hall seiners and fish trappers are moving into this realm. People demand not farm-raised fish, not tilapia from China, but quality Virginia seafood that we work hard to provide. And the commercial hook and liners in this room, which we had a tremendous number for the last issue, and they're staying for this issue. I want to ask them to stand. Please stand in support of this. We are moving towards a directed fishery. If it means, and I understand, I hear staff talking about going back to finfish, we need to have these discussions. I don't think some of these decisions, especially on the last issue, we need another task force. But if we want to go that route, I'm ready to go. I'm ready. Because we've been there and we've done it. And I spent 6 months out of my life going up and down the road to discuss something that was an easy decision. It could be made here. This is an easy decision. I ask for you to support. I learned a big lesson today. I brought a lot of people. I thought I had a lot of support, but I can see that letters and form letters, and there's two names on that last letter, and I know this is from the last issue. I'm going to leave it alone after this, but two names supported, represented a group and then himself, and we call that a big public outcry. I think that you saw when people stood, there were just as many people here, but, hey, I learned a lesson. Please support us on the 3 to 5. And I hope that down the road we can go with more, because the citizens and the general public, the restaurateurs, the business owners need good seafood to feed the tourists, to feed the businesses, especially in the towns like Urbana, Virginia Beach, Norfolk, all over the state. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Ledford. Is there anybody else that wishes to speak on this matter? Hearing none, the matter is before the commission.
Move to approve staff recommendation.
Motion and a second. Any discussion?
I have a little discussion. We're making a change. I don't think it's a big change. I don't think it really matters much of anything. And this puppy drum fishery, we've got a great puppy drum fishery now. We did not have a great puppy drum fishery 5 years ago. We probably, who knows what we're going to have 5 years from now. This is a short-term thing, and these fish are going to be out of that slot in a short amount of time. In general, the recreational fishery is opposed to the change in this, but I really don't think it makes much difference at all. So I'm not opposing staff recommendation.
Okay. Thank you. Any other comments or discussion? We have a motion and a second on the table here to approve staff recommendation. To all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any noes? Motion passes unanimously.